I mean, anytime you play a great player like Tony Gonzalez, it's always a challenge. You know, like I said, I just, you know, did my due diligence, you know, studying him and knowing what he liked to do, you know, route-wise and scheme-wise. And, you know, it paid huge dividends today. So I'm just happy, you know, the team win. We got the win, and we can continue, you know, keep the ball rolling and, you know, keep stacking successes. You know, it was a huge game for us. I think it was something that we needed, you know, to get the confidence back, kind of get the swagger back, you know, into the Green Bay Packers football. And I'm just happy, you know, we got the win.
So did you anticipate that play to Gonzalez for 2 minutes?
I knew it was something. It was going to be us, you know, that type of route, just because, you know, he's that, you know, kind of reliable player, and he's a great player. You know, Matt Ryan has definitely a comfort level with him. And I knew he was, you know, fourth down, why not go to the sure hands guy, you know. Like I said, a lot of film study, a lot of practice, you know, a lot of tape. And with the coach, I got to tip my hat off to the coaches, you know, give me a lot of tips. And my teammates also, you know, they helped me, you know, guided me. They kept me going, you know, even when times got rough. And, you know, believed in me. And got out there, you know, got the win. So that's really the most important part. And hopefully, like I said, just keep the ball rolling.
And then what did you see on the interception?
It was basically our sideline play. Basically, you know, keep them, you know, get into the sideline to stop the clock. And you know, I saw Tony Gonzalez go out, and you know, that was my man. So I knew the next route, you know, was kind of 9-7-3. And Matt Ryan, you know, was trying to get the ball downfield. You know, I knew he didn't want to throw that out, so kind of slipped the route, and me and Sam kind of collided, you know, right there. I was lucky to make the pick.
Did you have a feeling that they would test you?
Yeah, I mean, just because who I was matched up against, you know, with Tony Gonzalez, 15 years, probably one all-time great tight ends, you know, and you know, it was a great opportunity to go against one of the best, and I knew how to do a lot of work, you know, studying him, and like I said, a lot of pushing off, like, you know, knowing what I like to do, and kind of get up in his face, you know, because, you know, one of the best, you got to beat the best, and you got to bring your A game, definitely. So. You know, and I brought that today, I felt like, and we got the win. That's what really matters to me. You know, I mean, no matter what happened today, you know, if I got three picks or four picks, you know, if the win, you know, as a team, you know, Green Bay Packers football, that's what really counts.
Hey, Jerry, how did you not down that pump? How did you avoid getting
You know what? I just tried not to knock it into the end zone, you know, because it went to the 20-yard line, and so. I was hauling ass, you know, trying to get there. Hopefully, it had stopped, and when I got down there, we talked about it. You know, me and House couldn't stop, you know, because we were running so fast. So it's either try to touch it, and you know, maybe it might roll into the end zone because you want to down it. At the same time, so I was like, just miss it, and hopefully someone else comes underneath the control a little bit better than I did, and you know, pick up the ball and, you know, down it. But unfortunately, they picked it up. I think they got to like the 7 or, you know, the 10-yard line or something like that.
Understanding that it is a team win, as you said.
Yeah.
Personally, you've had your share of ups and downs here. So what does today mean for you?
Say it was a good day. You know, as a team, we won. You know, no matter, you know, the personal stats. That's all that matters to me. Just keep winning. So.
When you make a fourth down play like that, yeah. Is your natural instinct to celebrate or to get up and make sure there's not any laundry on the field?
I felt like I had a pretty good defense on him, and I mean, I was pretty stoked when he dropped that ball, and I actually kind of, you know, knocked his hands down a little bit. it was a, you know, especially in the high, I think it was a high red zone, especially they were getting ready to go in the field goal area. I thought that was a huge fourth down. I mean, any fourth down is huge.